you, if you can administer them right then you go just search for these other ways to get them help. You do whatever you can do right then, and then you go search for county, whatever.
That's really interesting, because that wasn't the impression I got when I was talking to this morning.
Well, that's just one man's opinion.
He just seemed to be so, you know, 21st century and open-minded and just sort of, we're here. Well, he was focusing on youth more so than anything, but but that's really interesting.
But do you have old people in the church too?
Well, he was talking about being relevant. That was his sort of thing, being relevant to, you know, the older generation and the newer generation. Gail, you just like you're about to burst over there.
Not exactly. All the thing I want to comment on as far as when you're talking about the churches being more community and helping if you needed help, I think part of that comes from the ministers that have been in charge. Because if they don't have that small community type setting, I don't think they know how to connect the churches. And just like Zion has, and I'm a member of Zion, and I was shocked when they said sister church, because I don't understand a Presbyterian church being my sister church. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I know what they're trying to do is a race reconciliation thing, and I didn't understand why we're not pulling all the churches right here in this little historic area together for a race reconciliation instead of just going with Zion and a Presbyterian church. Mm-hmm. If we're trying to pull the community together with mm-hmm. race reconciliation. But I think that's part of the problem. We as leaders in the churches, and I'm not going to say all the ministers necessarily, but the leaders, the key leaders in the churches, are not making it more of a community type focus where we interact with one another. Because whatever we have, basically we do it at our church. If you come, it's fine. Whereas before, each church supported one another. Mm-hmm. But now we got membership, and we don't have to have your support because my membership supports me. So I don't have to have you come and help me now. You know, that type of thing. Whereas before, I think all the people in the community supported both churches.
Oh, I see.
Because if I went to Pleasant Hill and I paid $5 to Pleasant Hill, I paid $5 to Zion or whatever. You know, it wasn't no big deal because we were both supporting one another. But mm-hmm. I think we've gotten away from that now.
Okay. Do you see that? Do you being a part of the sort of administration part at Pleasant Hill, does that administrative part interact with Zion?
No, not like it should. They don't correspond together. Like they can have a program over a Zion and one over Pleasant Hill, and that program don't get over there. Somebody call you and tell them they're having something over Zion. You know, that's Sunday morning when you're leaving the church, and that's the first time you hear of it. Hmm. And they used to. And Gil said they used to tell one of us a week or two ahead of time when they're going to have a special program on, mm-hmm. something like that.
So, like during this sort of sister church thing and this race relations thing, race
reconciliation
thing, Pleasant Hill wasn't involved in any way with that at all?
No.
But in the past, that's something you would have been very much involved with.
Well, they'd have known that it was going on because they'd have put out a memorandum, you know, to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Now,